From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In this part of the program, the presidential candidates and the economy. Barack Obama and John McCain have been talking this week about their economic philosophies, and they've laid out starkly different visions. In a moment, we'll hear from senior economic advisors from both campaigns.
First, a look at the two candidates' tax proposals. Both would cut taxes overall, but as NPR's John Idstey reports, McCain's tax cuts would primarily go to high-income Americans, while Obama's would favor low- and middle-income households.
A big chunk of the tax cutting done by both McCain and Obama would result from simply continuing President Bush's big tax cuts that otherwise would expire at the end of 2010. John McCain would extend them for everyone. Barack Obama would extend them only for households making less than $250,000 a year. If you're among the richest Americans, the top one-tenth of 1%, the difference between McCain or Obama in the White House could be stark, says Len Berman, director of the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center.
In 2009, you're looking at a $270,000 tax cut from Senator McCain and about a $700,000 tax increase from Senator Obama.
So if you're rich, that's a $1 million swing in your tax bill, depending on who wins the election. Berman says the Tax Policy Center's analysis finds a big share of McCain's tax cuts for the wealthy come from his proposal to cut corporate income taxes, which would benefit people who own stocks. Speaking to a small business association in Washington this week, John McCain portrayed that corporate tax cut as a job creator.
I proposed a reduction in the corporate tax rate from the second highest in the world to one on par with our trading partners to keep businesses and jobs in this country,
McCain also proposes faster depreciation for business equipment and says he wants to increase the standard deduction for dependents by two-thirds. Len Berman says McCain's tax cuts could produce faster economic growth.
Well, clearly Senator McCain's proposal is aimed at boosting the economy. He would lower marginal tax rates. He'd cut tax rates for corporations by a lot. Generally, you would think that those would encourage more economic activity and boost the economy.
But, says Berman, if those tax cuts produce larger federal deficits, the positive growth effects could disappear. McCain claims he will end the deficits by scrubbing the budget of earmarks and wasteful spending, but Berman says realistically, the savings are not likely to come close to ending deficits. Berman says while McCain's tax plan focuses on growth, Obama's tax plan places its priority on reducing income inequality.
The share of income going to the top 1%, top one-tenth of 1%, has grown to almost unprecedented levels in the last 20 years, while the bottom 80% has had very modest increases in income.
Throughout the campaign, Obama has made clear he wants to close that income gap.
We have to end the Bush tax cuts to the wealthy and to provide tax breaks to middle-class Americans and working Americans who need them. So I've said that if you are making $75,000 a year or less, I want to give a offset to your payroll tax that will mean $1,000 extra in the pockets of ordinary Americans.
Actually, that's up to $1,000 for a two-earner couple, $500 for an individual. All households, except those in the top 5% of the income scale, would benefit from Obama's tax cuts. Households making under $20,000 would, on average, get a $570 break from Obama's plan. They'd get $19 under John McCain. In the end, says the Tax Policy Center's Len Berman, both Obama's and McCain's plans would add to the national debt. One important area was left out of the center's analysis, health care. McCain's plan is based on big tax credits. Obama has not been clear about how his health care plan will be financed. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.